This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of October 15th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In the studio with us, the newly crowned Miss Sylacauga teen, Miss Camilla Friday.
Hi.
Hey. Well, we got a brief intro, you know, in the first segment, but this is one of my favorite segments of the show when we have guests in, because we all know who you are now, but like God says, he knew who you were in the womb.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit, who is Miss Camilla Friday?
Well, my name is Camilla Friday, like he said. I was born and raised in Sylacauga. I've always lived here. I love this community. I love how involved and how close we all are. That's one of my favorite things about Sylacauga. And basically, I just love spending time with my family, friends. I'm a normal 17-year-old girl who just, you know, loves to spend time with her friends and just interact and be. I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, it was a blessing for me to be able to MC the concert. And I knew that, I know in my life that things aren't as they seem, because I was asked to do that. But I knew anytime you do things like that, the Lord has another. And one of those things was to have you on the show.
Yes, sir.
Because I saw a peace about you, and that's a gift from the Lord. I saw confidence in you, mm-hmm. and that's a gift from the Lord. And when they rolled that grand piano on the stage and they opened that lid on it, and you walked out there in that dress and played that piano, that was like, that was stuff that, man, that was pretty cool.
Thank you.
I mean, it was done then. You said, okay, just give it to her right now. Yeah. I mean, that did it. How long have you been playing the piano?
So I started playing in the first grade with Miss Kathy Taylor, and she has taught me classical pianos for it feels like forever. But my sister took from her for 12 years, and then my brother's taking from her right now. So she's a longtime family friend, and it was an honor to be able to actually play in front of people and show people in my community my skills.
Your God-given talent.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll call it, because that's what it is.
Yes, sir.
Well, do you play any other instruments?
No, I tried playing guitar in like the fourth grade, and that didn't turn out too good. So it's just piano.
That's funny. My wife sent me a Instagram video today, and it was a grandfather playing a guitar, yes, for his granddaughter. Oh. And she said, you need to learn how to play a guitar so you can sing to our grand. And I was like, oh, yeah. No, it's kind of too late for that,
yeah,
now. But I might try. Who knows?
Yeah, you can try. Exactly.
Well, all right. When we come back, we're going to get into a Bible verse you brought. And I'm excited to hear what that is.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be back with Miss Camilla Friday right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us this morning, I am again, I've said it, this will be the third time, honored and blessed, and to have just a child of God in here with me, Miss Sylacauga teen, Miss Camilla Friday.
Hi.
Well, we talked a little bit in the last segment of who you are, and we talked a little bit about the pageant. That was last weekend, mm-hmm. and I know it's been probably crazy.
Very.
Right now, but I know you are grounded.
Yes, sir.
And part of that is being grounded is getting in the Word of God. And you brought a Bible verse this morning to share with us.
Yes, sir. So the Bible verse that I decided to bring and to share to all of you is Proverbs 3, chapter 3, 5 through 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths."
And why did you pick that verse?
So I picked this first because, again, like, I feel like I haven't mentioned this today yet, but this was my first pageant I've ever been in. Well, this is my first competition. So with that being my first competition and me going to Miss Alabama's teen, I understand there are people who are going to be a lot more experienced than I am and a lot more, you know, because it's just, I mean, people have competed in pageants before who have competed in this exact same competition. So this verse is really, it sets deep in my heart because if you can trust in the Lord and just set all of your worries on Him, then you have nothing to worry about. Because it's easy to compare yourself with others and to become even jealous of other people when seeing the other people in this pageant because you know how much they deserve it, and you're like, well, I deserve it too. And then, but again, if you just trust in the Lord, then you can't, it gives you no room to do that because you cast all your worries on Him.
See, I was going to, the next question I already had kind of pre-planned in my mind and was going to be ask you, how has God moved in your life? And you just said it because your first really competition, and look what He's done already.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, that is, that's cool to see.
It's very, yes, sir. Very cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be back with Miss Camilla Friday right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. And in the studio with us this morning, Miss Camilla Friday, Miss Silicon Teen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I like how you said that. Yes. Yes, I am. Well, as we mentioned, I know it's been a whirlwind of a week already. You know, yes, I know everybody wants to talk to you. And I'm glad you were able to come in because this is more than Miss Silicon Teen. To
yes,
me,
yes,
it me is. Too. It's more because, like I told you, it's the Lord has great plans for you. And I know the Bible tells that to all of us, but He has special plans for you. Mm-hmm. What did you think? What's the first thing that came across your mind when your name was called out?
I didn't believe it. Because, I mean, I competed with two other amazing girls who were, I know them personally. I'm on the majorette line with both of them. And they both deserve the crown just as much as I did. So, again, I was just like, I could not believe it. I mean, I looked at my mom in the crowd and I was like, and I just kind of shook my head. And I was like, would have never thought I would have been there. Like, even about 2 months ago, I couldn't have even told you that I would have been on that stage with the crown. So,
are they excited?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're very excited.
Now, are they the parents that tell you to stand a certain way, walk a certain way, do it over again, get it right?
My mom's like that with, like, my talent and my piano. But, again, I'm the first. Like, my sister was never in pageants. My mom was never in pageants. So I'm the first, like, person in a competition who was, like, putting her first foot forward and doing the walks and the big hair and the makeup. So I had to have Miss McKenzie help me a lot. And a lot of the girls who were in the competition helped me a lot too. So that was very helpful throughout the day.
Now, what does this path look like for you as Miss Silicon Teen? What are there things you are required to do things? Is it community?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, you know, we have the Community Service Initiative, and that's my Community Service Initiative is all about Give Golf a Try, and it's all about promoting the game of golf within the youth of our community. And I also believe that this whole program and this whole year of service is all about mentorship. You know, we're given rising stars, and mine's Camry. She's super sweet. Love her. And I'm so excited to spend the year with her and to help grow my community, the youth of it, within the game of golf and just seeing them overall. I mean, we go to Bridges, the after-school program. We try to visit them once a month and just see them and socialize and talk with the little girls and boys. So I feel like it's all a mentorship program, really, at the end of the day.
And busy, because I'm envious of you because you have somebody that kind of keeps up everything for you.
Yeah,
that's nice. I need someone because I have things written down on sticky notes. Mm-hmm. I have a calendar on my phone,
yes,
on my laptop. I have a calendar on it, and then I forget to put it on this one or that one.
Exactly.
And I said I need somebody to help me keep up.
I have like 40,000 reminders on my phone right now. Get to go look. It's crazy.
So what's up in the next couple of weeks for you?
So next week we are at the nursing home for a fall festival, and I'm really excited for that, to be able to see everybody. And then that Friday is a Connect Her Women's Conference. And again, it's just a great opportunity to connect with a bunch of the men and women of our community and just, you know, talk to them and get my name out there even more. And then we have, of course, like the obvious, the veteran and Christmas Day parade. And we have a bunch of stuff that, like, for Valerie and I, we have a bunch of our own organizations that we're working on right now to do some projects, some in the works. So,
well, Valerie Ogle, Miss Sylacauga, mm-hmm. will be on in a couple of weeks.
Yes, she's amazing. Yes,
and then in a few weeks after that, Miss Bree Burrell will be on the show.
That's cool.
So she'll actually come to Sylacauga.
I love her. She's so
she was really neat. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. That's another special child
yes.
of God.
Yes, sir. They're both amazing women. I'm so grateful that I even know both of them.
So. Well, I'll tell you what, you got one more segment. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back. Miss Camilla Friday right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and in the studio with us, the newly crowned Miss Sylacauga teen, Miss Camilla Friday. Again, thank you for coming. Thank you for taking the time, because you didn't have to do this.
But thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you coming, because the show gets out and then the podcast really gets out.
Yes, sir.
You know, people all over the country listen to the podcast, mm-hmm. and I love that part of it. Mm-hmm. What can you tell? Because you're in a journey right now, and you're going to see a lot of people. You're going to meet a lot of new people. You're going to see a lot of faces. You're going to see some good things, and you're probably not going to see some not so good things mm-hmm. on your journey, because sure. that's life now. That's mm-hmm. that's when you get out in public, that's what you see.
Yes, sir.
For those people out there that are maybe going through a tough time right now, what's something you could share with them?
I would just say to find somebody and to not go through it by yourself, because that's a big problem in our generation, is trying to keep to yourself and not trying to worry some other person. So if you just find somebody who you trust and who you love, even if that, and that can be God. It can be whoever you want. It can be your family, friends, and most importantly, God. You need to go to God and talk to Him. Because, again, He has all the answers. The Bible has all the answers. Everything does.
That's right, because the Bible is our guide map. Mm-hmm. And we do need to go to the Lord. But then the Lord will put people in our lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what they call seasons in the Bible. You know, it may be a season, may be a day. Season may be 10 years of our lives. But He will put people in our life to help us through life.
Yes, sir.
So that's right. We can go to friends, we can go to the Lord, but definitely we need to stay in that roadmap.
Yes, sir.
His book. Mm-hmm. What church do you go to?
I go to First Methodist.
Okay. Yes, sir. We used to go to First Methodist years ago.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been there my entire life. I was christened there when I was a baby.
So. Now I'm a pew jumper down at the Tabernacle now. Okay. I'm just kidding. No. We don't jump. We don't jump pews down there.
I was like, oh, okay.
I told somebody a couple of weeks ago, I said, we have snakes. And they looked at me, I said, oh, we really don't yeah. have snakes
<We're>
down there.
Yeah.
But we love it. It's good to hear that you're in church, mm-hmm. that that's part of all the grounding that you have. You come from a wonderful family. Mm-hmm. And I know they're super proud of you.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And you're welcome to come back anytime, and I'd like just to maybe every few months, just mm-hmm. how the journey's going.
Yeah, yes, I'd love that.
Because it is a Camilla Friday journey, but the Lord is giving you a platform yes. above all of that.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Because he will guide your way.
Yes, sir.
And He's going to guide where it goes. And so as we close the interview, can I pray for you?
Yeah. Of course.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you this morning for this wonderful child, Lord. I thank that you have favored her, Lord, to give her the title she has. But Lord, I know that that title is to go out in your name and to expand your kingdom. Heavenly Father, as she goes out to the community, that you will just guide, protect her. Lord, fill her with wisdom and knowledge as she takes these steps. Protect her family, and Lord, always, always brighten her day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Well, Miss Camilla Friday, I'm honored to be sitting in here with the Miss Sylacauga teen, but I'm more honored to be sitting in here with Miss Camilla Friday.
Thank you. I'm honored to be sitting here with you too.
So you have a, just have a blessed time with this.
Yes, sir.
Have fun with it. Mm-hmm. And just let the Lord guide you through it.
Yes, sir.
You know, seek him and let him guide you through it. Because a lot of people are going to reach out to you and just make sure that it's going the right way.
Yes, sir.
Because that narrow path is tough.
Mm, yeah.
It's tough. It's yes, easy. Sir. The broad road is, you know, that's even easier. But we know where the broad road leads. It goes to destruction.
Yes, sir.
So stay on that tight and narrow. And I know the Lord's going to keep you there. And just, like I said, anytime, you're more than welcome to come.
Thank you.
To come back. Because I would love to see how you grow through this process.
Yes, sir.
And then I really would like to know when you get closer to Miss Teen Alabama,
mm-hmm.
how that process is going
to
go.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm excited for it. I'll be sure to keep you updated and come back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for stopping by mm-hmm. and being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Miss Camilla Friday, Miss Silicaga Teen, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. It is game day. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank the Lord that he woke me up. Thank the Lord that those of you that are listening, God woke you up. He gave you another day to make a difference in the lives of those men and women, those people that he places in your path. We have another day to make a difference. You know, I'm reminded recently because of events, loss of a classmate, a sudden loss, illnesses in families, just reminders that this life is just temporary. So what is it that you're doing today? What is it that you can do today that it would be impactful and life-changing and contribute to your legacy? I know that's a lot, but this word temporary has really been heavy on my heart lately. Just so reminded of my own mortality in virtually the short span of life that each of us have. What a gift it is, but how often we take it for granted. So my brothers and sisters, get off the bench and get in the game. Today's game day, and we got another day to play, to get on the field and to suit up. Life is just temporary. What are you going to do with this one and only precious life that God is given you? Don't wait till tomorrow. There's no guarantee for tomorrow. Today. Temporary. Life is temporary. Get off the bench today.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer in the Suit Up Ministry Minute right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Wow, what a show today. Thank you, Dickie Wright, Robo Motor, Silicon Handicap, for sponsoring the show. Thank you to Miss Camilla Friday for coming on the show and making it the show it was today. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity today. As we close the show, you know, there's a lot going on in our world, a lot going on in the Middle East right now with Israel and ties to Iran, ties to China, ties to Russia. So many things that could happen. I was reminded watching a video earlier this week of one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and it's of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the three went in the fire, but in the fire there were four. And I just felt like sharing this to you this morning, or whenever you listen to this on a podcast, that we may face rough days. I don't know. God knows. Don't worry. If he took care of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he's certainly going to take care of me and you. trust in the Lord, not in the news and not in this world. Seek the Lord and he will guide your path. God bless you. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.